If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we have two hosts today with us.
Justina Valentine.
Michaela.
Now, Michaela's the virgin.
I am.
No hood celebrity. Ooh. And yeah. Justina Valentine has been here before.
Yes, for a second. I was like, really? God bless. Yes, this thing must be tight. Okay. Right. Yes, it's tight. I was here when you first started. And I'm so proud of you. I said it off air, but I wanted to say while we're on the air that, like, you are one of the OGs of the podcast, and you're still killing it. So let's clap it up one time for Angela Yee and Lip Service, and y'all holding it down for 6 years.
Yes, Gigi's been here from episode one, too. Period. And you know how rare that is.
You hold me down.
Yeah. And shout out to you, because we watched your progress, too, when you first came on here.
Thank you. I was broke, busted, and disgusted the first time I was here.
You was not.
I was broke and disgusted. Maybe I wasn't busted, but, you know.
But nobody knew if you really were.
Yeah, I was, you know, holding it. You still got to come through looking like what you want to be.
And what is broke, by the way, because people have different definitions of what broke is.
Well, for me, like,
I'm broke.
it's funny because it's this woman who works in the bank I go to, and I only go to one bank. It's around my way, and I will only go to the one branch. And right before I got on Wildin' Out, I'll never forget, I ran up in the bank one day, and I was like, you know when you're so angry, you're like crying, but you're angry. It's like that angry cry. And I was just so disgusted because I kept overdrafting my account. And I never understood, if I don't have money in my account, why are you letting me buy a dollar pack of gum or a dollar bun? Don't let me buy it.
Then they charge $35.
Exactly. So it was just, I was having a really bad week. And, you know, where I lived that time, the bank was literally down the street. So I ran into the bank and it was her first day. And she's like super lit. I love her. Like, she used to do banking for Whitney Houston. Like, she's like a Jersey OG banker. And it was her first day, and I ran in there. I'm like, why do y'all keep fucking taking money from me if I don't have it? And she tried to get, because it was one day they overdrafted me like four times in a day.
Oh my God.
And I was just over it, you know, because it's like, I don't have the money. Why do you keep? And she tried to take off some of the $35 charges, but she couldn't because they had already done that for me. Mm-hmm. And so her first impression of meeting me, I was just like, you know, and this was like 2014 to 2015. And now she's still the only one I bang with. And she's just like, Justina, she's like, I can't believe, like, now she knows I have like money and stuff and I'm doing real good. And she just like laughs at how she met me.
Right.
So now, so broke to me is just like, you know, you really just make it ends meet. You know, sometimes you're overdrafting your account, and whether it's you have a dream and all the money you're making, whether like bartending, like in my case, or hustling, whatever you're doing, and you're using that towards your dream, and it's like you're really on on the balls of your ass. Like, you, one week you might have money and the next week you might just have enough for rent. So, you know, that's where I was when I came here the first time to see you. I was just really, really grinding.
What about you, Michaela? You said you broke.
Oh, child, I'm penny pinching. It's okay. I'm where you were
right now. Well, you don't look like it.
Thank you. Cheers. You got to come up looking like.
I look at the shoes. Okay, we see the jewels on the shoes.
The lashes looking real expensive.
On a budget.
I know you do your hair yourself, okay?
Okay, on a budget. I find money for the things that I, like, really, really want.
Right.
But my priorities are getting better, but I'm still in, like, my stupid spending phase. Like, girl, you really don't have it to get that, but you're going to get it and regret it later.
Right.
That's where I'm at right now. But hopefully, what was it, 2015?
Yeah.
Maybe like 2023, I'm going to come back.
Period.
And
no, you guys
going crazy.
Will it into existence.
Earlier, right?
Yeah.
Okay, 6 months.
Okay, there we go. Gigi, you been broke?
Yeah, I've been broke. Well, I was a stripper for a lot of years. And all the time, y'all be looking at these girls on Instagram with these big old bags of money and kicking the ones around the carpet on the floor. It don't be like that every night. Mm-hmm. There has been times as a dancer that I walked in the club with more money than I left the club with. Mm-hmm. And it happens. Damn. A lot of dancers that talk about the money that they made or, you know, the times that they had, a lot of times they be capping and making it seem like every night was $1,000, $5,000 night. Like, that's not the case.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've definitely had nights where I didn't pay the work, paid the park, bought a drink, bought some food, bought an outfit, paid for makeup done,
yeah,
right. Hair, right. And then I didn't make all of that back. So I ended up leaving in the negative.
Right.
You know, so those are the times that you're grateful for those $5,000 nights and those $1,000 nights that you can, you know, it's all about balance.
Mm-hmm.
You balance it out.
I feel like being broke at a certain point, like in your life, really makes you appreciate when things start working out. Because first of all, I still be nervous about being broke one day, no matter what. Like, no matter how well I'm doing, I'd be like, this could all go away. Because you just think about, like, the times when I remember, like, for myself, even just getting started and making, like, $23,000 a year and having to pay student loans, pay my rent, pay for transportation, pay for food, and do all of those things and try to figure it out every single month. Go on those dates you don't want
to
go on.
To add into that mix. Okay.
You're never going
to
be broke because you got to give the gap.
But I know. But you know what?
But it's good to think that way.
I do. You know how I think sometimes when you've been broke, you always have that fear.
Of course.
That it could happen again.
You could go back. Yeah. No, definitely.
Like, have you ever gone on a date just to eat?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a bitch walking God's green earth that hasn't went out with a guy just
like
to get some
guy,
food.
I'm not
or some,
I've
or
taken
some
to go to my to-go container. Thank you.
Yeah. Right. And then you feel bad. Like, I feel bad because there's definitely times when I was younger and I was broke and I would go to, like, super expensive restaurants because I was like, I can't do this for myself. So,
right.
And they'd be like, where you want to go? And you'd be like, you know what? I want to go to.
No, but it's true. Like, even what you said, it's funny because even now, like, you know, my man will be like, I still be a little scared, like, to spend, even though I know I can and I have it. He'd be like, yo, like, get what you want or whatever. And, you know, me, I'm more focused on doing things, like you said, that set you up, like real estate. Like, I want to just keep getting more properties. That's where I'm at. But I know I could get these outfits, and it's like another chain I want. And he's like, yo, just get it. Like, you work so hard.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, but I
don't cheat yourself.
Right, but I still live sometimes, like, not like I'm broke, but I still think frugally because I'm just like, yo, I'm not necessarily super used to making,
I still
like,
go straight to the sale rack. When I go to
when
the
you go
store.
Shopping,
yes, I do.
I feel like when you're broke, though, you have more expensive taste. I'm not rich yet, but I feel like, you know, you guys are more conscious of your spending now. But when you're broke, you like fuck it.
No, but I just couldn't
figure
it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure
it
out.
I couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't do it when I was broke, even if I wanted
looking
to.
You didn't have it because a guy was buying it or I wasn't. So,
well,
you know.
We in that phase now on social media where it's like, you know, I'm gonna get somebody, a dude, to buy it for me.
You can get you a little trick, little sugar daddy.
Have you ever? Because I've never asked anybody for anything. Like, you got to offer me, and then even then, I still be like a little hesitant.
I don't ask, but I play like the fake humble game. Mm-hmm. Like you're I'm gonna make you feel like I deserve it. But I don't straight like ask
so
for
to
it.
So explain
now.
How it works.
Like, you have to play like independent. You know, like, I don't need you for anything. Mm-hmm. And guys like that.
Right.
I feel like it makes them want you more and want to provide for you more when you play the, you know, like, I don't need you. I'm gonna do it regardless. I'm gonna get it even though you know you're not. But but you're gonna act like I don't need you for nothing. You feel me?
I'm gonna get it myself.
Yeah, now he wants to like show you like I could be that for you.
Right.
So you gotta
What about guys who don't have the taste? Like, you know, because there's certain guys who don't know about that, right? You know, they're not into, like, designers, even for themselves. Mm-hmm. And so they don't understand it. And so they might, like, get you something that maybe you are like, this is not really my style.
I'm going to sell it.
I'm returning. Would you say something or are you grateful still?
I mean, I think if someone gets you something, like, I mean, there's always gratitude that goes with it, you know? And like you say, you could always sell it, throw it up somewhere. But, you know, if nothing's for free. So I was even thinking that, like, when you were saying, you know, if a guy's gifting you that and whatever, it comes with something attached to it. Right. Even if it's not sex, it's definitely time spent.
Mm-hmm. You gotta entertain them.
You gotta entertain them a little bit.
Some pussy pics or some, it's whatever it is. You spend time on FaceTime. You're doing something. Right. You're spending time, at least.
It has to be somebody that you find maybe a little bit attractive. I don't know how women do it with, like, dudes that they don't find attractive even a little bit.
They just,
the money be the motivation.
True.
Yeah.
There money was a guy that used to send me gifts. Remember Gigi? He was like, yeah.
He was upset. Still to this day, I'm sure if he saw me anywhere, he would first thing ask about Angela.
Aww. And I feel bad. I never, like, I don't even know him that well. I never went out with him or anything. Right. But it was weird. And it felt weird because then I think, even like he'll still text me, be like, oh, so you're not going to answer my text messages? Mm. But I didn't ask
for
anything.
Number.
Right. And he would just like send stuff or he would give somebody to one of my friends to give to me. But then he'll like flip out on me and be rude. But
that's crazy.
See, now that's weird. Those are the people you have to be slightly careful with.
Right.
So I would tell him he got the wrong number. And say it in another language. You know what I mean?
That's giving stalker
vibes. No, I'm like English. Like, just tell him wrong number.
All right, now let's talk about real relationships. Have you ever stayed in a relationship too long?
Yes.
I've definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I definitely have. And I think when you're more dependent, like we were talking about that broke phase, is when you stay. Because I definitely stayed with someone and, you know what I mean? I was living with him and, you know what I mean? He was getting some money. So I think, too, depending where you are in your life, I think that could make you, like, your level of dependency sometimes will make you stay longer. Right. And it could be people's dependency. That word could be used in more way than one. It could be money. It could be if someone has an addiction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think once
dick.
You... Yeah,
it'd be dependent on the dick.
It's the dick for me.
You can't say addiction without dick.
That's a fact. That is it. But once you, I think, come into your own and you're doing well on your own and you're more established, I think you have more of that freedom to, you're not looking for anyone to split the rent or pay your rent or pay your car note. So you can kind of, you can
leave. That's when guys really got to step it up.
Because once you have your own, they're fucked. You don't really need them. You
don't need them for anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's never been that for me, though. Uh-huh. Like, it's just for me, I don't like starting over. I don't like the getting to know you phase, like the 21 questions.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it.
You want to get straight to shitting in front of them.
Facts. No. Like, you know, I don't want you to ask me what my favorite color is and all that shit.
You could be like, excuse me for a minute.
Right.
See, I don't mind that.
Right. I don't mind that part of getting to know somebody because I'm like nosy as fuck. I want to know everything anyway. So I'm going to ask you these questions regardless. So I really don't have a problem.
Really? See, I feel like sometimes I don't want to know things. Like, I'd rather, because I also know, yeah, like, if you search, like, me, you might see some shit that's really not who I am or really not true. And so I sometimes feel like you search somebody, and I'd rather hear from you.
I'd rather hear their side of the story.
I'll look on your Instagram, but I don't know if I would, I don't know about searching somebody just because.
I go on Facebook.
Yeah.
You see who their friends are.
I feel like you find the real person on Facebook. Yeah. If they still have it activated, I want to see what you was doing in like
Instagram is their representative.
Exactly. Facebook, your mama follows you on Facebook. Like, that's the
your
real
high
you.
School friends and your college
damn,
friends.
And then you end up going down this your rabbit neighbors. Hole where you're looking at all their family members.
You might find their mama or two.
Like, damn, his mama ugly. No,
you might go in to look into him and find out y'all related.
That's a five.
Wouldn't you want to know that before? I mean, for me, I honestly just like being busy and, you know what I mean? Being blessed to be in the position I'm in, but still wanting more and working hard. I don't want to take the time to like date someone. You know what I'm saying? That's me. Like I have a man right now and I'm happy to have a man because.
How long?
Pretty long now. Yeah, I never posted anything. We started talking like 2016.
Oh shit.
And then we got a little serious. Like, yeah, nah. So like
how was the pandemic for you guys?
I mean, we lived together, so
right. So it was good. But yeah, you know, it was but living together during a pandemic when no one can go anywhere.
It's different. Yeah. And it's like I'm always out of town. So it was like I was never really around, but during the pandemic I was. So for me, like, if I were to get back on the dating scene, whatever, like, my form of dating would just be, like, if I'm feeling someone, like, maybe we just fucking, like, keep it moving. Like, I'm not trying to, like, really, it, I mean, you can understand for sure, because, like, you're Angela Yee, so, like, you don't know, like, what if someone really, do they want you to play this song? You want, do they want to interview on The Breakfast Club? Like, what do they really want you to do?
Why do they really want to
But I'm saying, do they want to film you to, like, put somewhere, like, right. Angela Yee sucks my dick, and, like, you're going to look pretty, so you're not going to mind, because you look good.
I wouldn't let nobody film me sucking dick. I wouldn't.
Yeah, but I'm always looking...
Yeah, because like, you don't know what's around you. You have to think about it. Right?
I think about old stuff like that. I'm probably even old. It's good to think
so
like
that.
So
you have filmed yourself doing that because...
I mean, I've probably like been filmed doing it, you know?
Shit.
I mean, my thing is
always... media takeout.
As long as you... Right. as long as you look good. No, I know it was a guy who filmed me once and I deleted it off his phone because I was a little drunk.
It's still in his trash.
But, I mean, my man now, he got videos. I mean, if I break up with him, I'm fucked.
But, and that should be in the cloud. Somebody, you ever think about that?
No, literally. But I don't think he would do it.
Someone could hack it, but somebody could hack it and he could not intend for that to...
That's why when he...
Someone's going to try to find that shit right now.
But that's why when he would go to film me, if I was just like, no eyebrows on, whatever, I was like, uh-uh.
Hold on.
You gotta make you.
If my makeup was on, I'd be like, whatever, but he would never do it. The caliber, like, my man's like too gangster for that. That's some corny shit.
Right.
But
it could not be his fault, too. It could be, you know, people.
Girl, if that shit is his fault.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. It isn't.
Right.
But
your phone, your fault.
Exactly. So how do you suck dick different when he's filming?
I mean, you just want to make sure, like, you
gotta
perform.
You gotta go a little harder.
Yeah. You gotta make sure you're getting them cute angles, and you gotta always think if it's a Kim K situation and whatever, like, at least you look good. Because if you look good, what's the problem? Everybody sucks dick.
Right, and you can't, like, overact, because I feel like she did overact in that. She was like, fuck me hurt until I come. Like,
well, I mean,
oh no, she said fuck me on until you come, whatever it was. Yeah, but it sounded like really overly dramatic.
I'm mortified. I've never seen the whole thing. I've only seen the beginning. Oh,
okay. Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I've never seen the whole thing.
Yeah, that means y'all didn't think it was that interesting.
I just didn't want to watch Ray J. I was just like, it wasn't really her. I just for him.
So what y'all think about that? You think that was a plan? Like,
yeah. I mean, there was lighting, cameras, you know.
Oh, wait, they had light? Like, they had
It was very well lit.
It was a production.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, when you said it was lighting, I started looking around. I'm like, okay, no, we're well lit, though. We got the outside.
It was a production.
Oh, so they had lighting. Okay, so they knew they were going to make some money off
of that. And I think Ray J has said that before. Like,
I think
because you also have to sign off on that. You can't put that out and sell it.
Because it's like revenge porn or whatever.
Yeah, you can't. Like, everybody has to agree to that. You can't use someone else's likeness and put out a porn.
Right.
But then it could also be like, it's going to get out anyway. I might as well make money off of it, right? Because, like, imagine you had a sex tape. You know it's going to get leaked and it's going to be out there. Wouldn't you rather get paid than not?
Absolutely.
True. It depends. True. Because if I don't look good, my lawyer.
Yeah, but still, it's going to be out.
It's still going to be out
anyway.
Regardless.
Right. No. For sure. You rather, I guess, at that point, you got to monetize off it.
Okay, let's just say you did do a porn, ladies. Michaela, we'll start with you. Okay, what do you think would be the highlight of your porn?
For me, I'm tall, so... What position, like,
stallion
your, yeah, your legs, like, whatever.
What you should have sex with a little person.
Oh,
that
wow.
Be a good
that would
porn.
That would go viral.
You could be standing up and he
that,
could
that would go
over.
Viral.
I'm 6'1".
She's 6'1".
Flat on the ground.
So you bent over and he could just
and
be
maybe he just
out.
Like, yeah. Or maybe he's like climbing.
I actually know a guy. Let me see.
You know what?
Hit him up. His name is Big Mac.
Let's make this up. His name is Big Mac? Oh, we could both be Big Mac.
If he's like, right. If he's like,
small frying Big Mac.
His height is like right at your pussy level, right?
That's viral right there.
And then you could just like walk
and
up
just
to him,
bend
like,
over.
Yeah. And then turn around, bend over
the back. Or just like hold the top of his head. Just hold his head while I'm standing up. Like, do that. Yeah.
I like that.
That would be good.
Look at us producing your porn.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Can we?
I'll bring the lighting. I'm a really good gaffer.
Why not?
That'd be a good music video. Let's see what song can we make that.
Something Megan Thee Stallion.
Comfortable, because that sounds comfortable for you.
Oh, yeah.
Comfortable. There you go.
We can do that.
All right, but no, from what you have done in real life, what do you think would be the highlight of your porn that you're like an expert at?
I suck dick really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like when you growing up, everybody tells you, like, you got good DSLs. You got good thick sucking lips.
You have nice lips.
Thank you. I didn't really know Justina, what that don't, meant.
Are you going to kiss her?
Until
I mean,
you.
We're talking about pointies.
Until
after,
you had the experience.
Well, while he's
right.
eating her out, the small guy, I can probably come from the front and just kiss her. And, I mean,
I feel like I put in a lot of work, you know? You got to give him one hand.
Do you make
and
noise?
And throw in the other hand. Yeah, you got a fake gag. All the extra, extra spit. Uh-huh. You know, you got to...
Cry.
Eye contact. Cry? It's the eye contact.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thrown up sucking
Gigi has.
Yes. Because I have one.
I've been too drunk and yes, I tried that, to do too
was.
Much.
That's what it was, yeah.
I tried to do too much. It wasn't cute. Yeah, that ruined everything, though.
That's
the
what
mood
it was.
The mood was shot
I bet
that.
It is.
The mood was over. He was like,
but Gigi sucked that vomit right back up.
Yeah, I swallowed it right back up and kept going.
Champ.
Yes, I did.
Was it a lot or was it just like a little mouthful?
Was it chunky?
It was enough. And it was. It had some bits and kibbles in it. Some kibbles and bits in it.
Oh, yeah. I love
you.
You're a better woman than me.
It party done after that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I swallowed it. I swallowed the vomit, and later on, I swallowed the nut too.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Nice.
You had a lot going on in your stomach.
I know, but you know what? I got a lot of
was confused. Double homicide.
She always literally. Throwing up. Yeah. Remember, I remember we was in a club one time.
And I threw up in a cup, like.
And then we kept the party going. Gigi was like,
I've done that.
You got to keep it moving.
On real cute on the side. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the shot doesn't go down correctly.
Mm-hmm. So and it comes right back up.
Yeah.
And then she
not,
didn't throw the cup in the garbage. She just put it on the side. I'm like, that's disgusting, Gigi.
I just like,
yeah, she
I need to go out with you. We party the same.
You did it in the cup. You consolidated it.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot.
She a neat vomiter. All right, so that so yours would be a dick sucking video.
Like Stallion makes eye contact.
Ooh.
Big black cock.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you only been with black guys?
Have I? Hispanic, black, yeah.
Okay.
I've never stepped outside of that. I mean, I'm open, but.
Uh-huh.
All right, now, Justina, if you were going to do a porn, what would the highlight be?
You know, I think I'm like you, Angela. I got the gift of gab. I think I'm a really good ad-libber.
Okay.
So I think it would just be like my, daddy. Like, I'm really good at just, like, really selling that to make you, like, you know, especially, like, when you could tell the guy's about to come just to help accelerate that and really maximize that feeling for them. So I think just, like, my ad-libs would be like, oh, okay,
isn't that an empowering feeling when a guy doesn't want to come, but you make him come anyway?
Oh, you make him, yeah. Or when he tries to slow down or stop, and you just bounce on that thing. Yeah.
I know what to do to make this happen.
And then he'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, you just got to look at him like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah. And then plus, you know, the red hair pops, so I just feel like whether, you know, like I was sucking it or it's from the back, I'm just going to flip the hair and, you know, it's going to be all that, the ad-libs and...
All right, that was good. By the way, she did that the way she just did that.
Yeah, that was
the
flip.
Daddy. Oh.
There's some chucker right now jerking off.
Yeah, right. What are you doing?
Rewind.
That one part is going to be rewound like five times in a row.
We got to make that a song. We can loop that.
That's just a little something. I don't want to give him too much. But I think I'm real good at making him feel.
Preview the cost.
Yeah, just making him feel in charge and making him feeling good and telling him the pussy's yours and so on and so forth. So I'm going to say my ad libs are going to be what really sell the track.
And then tell him like how big his dick is and stuff. Like that.
Tell him all the pussy's his,
whatever
all that,
he
I'm
wants
so wet, you know what I mean? All that. All that stuff.
Stroke the ego.
Yeah, all that. That's stroke the dick, stroke the ego, you know what I mean? All that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Gigi, I assume
she gonna throw up on it.
Dick sucking, yeah.
No, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy is we
it's
know,
really
well,
bad.
Angela knows, of course not from personal experience, but I talk about it a lot.
She sucked my dick.
I like hearing threesomes, right?
So,
Me and another girl and a guy. So my highlight of my porn would be when I make them both come at the same time.
What? You've done that?
So are you going to be like this or are you going to be like
No,
two girls.
A guy and a girl.
Oh, right. Okay. She's,
yeah.
So I'll be like,
and then he's like fucking me from the back and then they both come at the same time.
I can't believe you've done that.
I've done that, yeah.
And so what? So you don't come. So you really get off on pleasing people.
I'm a giver.
That's true, because you're good at making drinks. You want to cook for everyone. So I can see that.
Right. I'm always cooking and caretaking
She's
and making sure everybody's
the mostest.
Right. Yeah. I'm the friend that has anything you possibly need in my purse. Like, you need a Band-Aid? Oh, girl, I got one.
Everything.
Like, yeah, I'm that friend. So
now, are you accommodating enough that, okay, let's say I was just looking on social media.
and I won't name no names, but there is a young lady on there that said that she dated a guy, her ex, and he wanted to dress up in a skirt and have her suck his toes and kind of like trade places.
Okay.
So now let's just say your man was like, listen, let's try something different. I'm going to wear a skirt and I want you to suck my toes. Are you down for that?
Listen, to each your own, but my man's not going to do that because I only like a certain type of man.
But you never know. Yeah. Things are different in the bedroom always.
The kinks. No.
I only like a certain type of man, and the type of guy that I like is not going to go for that shit. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with the guys that go for that. It's just the type of man I like. Mm-hmm. They just a certain pedigree and a certain caliber, and they...
Or forget the skirt. What about just sucking toes? What if he was like...
I mean, if he was on some funny shit and, like, suck my toe and he was getting off and I'm sucking his big toe like it's like a dick, I mean, is the question, would I do it? I mean, it depends. I got a little Ciroc's in me, you know? No telling what I'm going to do. I might stick that toe somewhere else. I mean, right. No telling what I'm going to do. So, I mean, you could never say never, but it's just certain things the type of guys I, like, wouldn't do.
What about sucking nipples? You do that?
Type of guys I like would never tell me to suck their
nipples. Why?
A lot of men like that.
Okay, no. You have some homework.
Okay. You gotta, I'm going to go suck my man's nipple tonight.
Yeah.
Give me that nipple, baby. He got to smack this shit. Bitch,
you got to just like lick it on the way down.
You kissing, you just like, you know.
I mean, just, if I'm going to try to dick around the way, if I kiss on the way down. If it's a little nip slip on the way down and I kiss him.
But what if you lick his nipple and he's like, and would it make you stop?
Oh, he's not going. If he go, that is.
I'm just like, what the fuck is that? No.
Guys like that. Some guys do like their nipples. Like, yes. I don't think there's anything wrong.
I know a guy that he will not be able to orgasm unless you play with his nipples.
Really?
Yeah. Like with your fingers, or you have to either, like, put
both.
Your mouth on
it? Yeah. First, you got to lick it, and then you got to like
twirl it around.
Do you guys like getting your nipple touched? Because I don't really love getting my nipple. Like, my nipples are kind of sensitive.
That's good. Really, isn't that the point?
Sensitive. I got my breasts
not in a good way.
And after each time, my sensitivity heightened.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Like I mean, it's not my favorite thing, but it's kind of like came along with the boob job. Yeah. So.
I think it depends on the night and the guy. Like, sometimes I like it, and sometimes it's like, just get to the
soul. Sometimes guys do too much. Like, they
be like biting it.
Yeah. Like, then you go in the shower and it burns because you're like, what the fuck did you do to my nipple?
Right. A lot of guys don't know how to be like gentle around certain areas for women. Yeah. And it's like, okay, now you're like chewing on my shit.
That hurts.
Relax.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like
it's not a toy.
Yeah, like,
such a hard or manhandled.
So not everybody has the skill to like
gently caress, make it sexy
the right way.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a good thing. All right, now, Gigi, you got your vagina touch-up. Explain this to us.
What's that? So a few years ago, like 2 years ago, I did a laser treatment that's called vaginal rejuvenation, where they put like a probe inside and it like spins around and this laser.
It's because she be peeing too much.
Your vagina. So I have a very, very weak bladder. It's been plenty of times that I've been sitting here like, oh, I got to go. And I literally just get up and go to the bathroom. There's also sometimes when I would like cough and pee a little. Or like sneeze, And I saw this procedure online, and I saw that it helps with, it's called incontinence. So I heard that it helps with that. So that was the number one reason why I did it initially. But come on, like, who don't want to tie the pussy? I mean, like, that was just the perk.
Hit it before and after to tell you?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
We want to know.
Let me see if this was worth the money.
So when I did it the first time, so they test your vaginal pressure. Right? Because every vagina is different, of course. And from what I've been told and what I've seen from them posting people's numbers, the ranges go from like in the 600s to down to like below 200, but like not all the way down to like 100.
Right. So 200
is
loose.
So no, 200 is like tight and it's like back to virgin status. And then, you know, 600 will be loose or, you know, not as tight.
Like a reverse credit.
Right. But again, everybody's body is different. Weight has a factor. Children has a factor. Age has a factor. Right. Gravity and all of that. Right. So, you know, when you do things like this, nothing lasts forever. So I did it 2 years ago. I just recently this past week went for a touch-up session.
Does it hurt when you do it?
It doesn't hurt. I mean, you feel it, but it doesn't hurt.
Are you awake
at all
and everything?
Yeah. I did it on live and everything.
Wow.
I did it on live. Shout out to my girl Erica at Emmy Aesthetics in Philly. She did it. She didn't do the first one, but she did this one. And I went back under. So when I did it the first time, I went from a number in the threes to 198. So this time when I did it,
This time when I did it, I went down. Clearly, I've been active and it didn't stay the same, okay? It didn't stay under 200. Uh-huh. I was back at like 300 and I went down 112 points.
Okay.
So, we're back.
We're back
down the virgin status.
Virgin pussy.
Wow.
She got a hymen again. When I did it the last time, it was like this. So, the first place that I went to, they broke theirs down into a set of three. Mm-hmm. This girl breaks hers down into a set of two. I guess everybody's machine is different or whatever. So, when I, by the time I went back for my third one, it was July of 2020. And I definitely had sex the day before and the day after.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, yeah.
I feel the difference.
Yeah. Dang. So, I haven't had sex yet. Since
the new one?
Yeah.
So what is it, like a cotton candy machine? Like what do they do? Put more skin to make it tighter? Or?
No, it's a probe that goes in and it lays, whatever the laser does, it helps shrink the tissue.
Okay. I wonder if that can work in your butt.
I think
to
so.
Shrink like your butt? If like, say guys want to do that in their butt.
You know what I was thinking after the fact? If it helps, because they also use it, you can use it on the outside to like, so your labia, like some people, you know, curtains hang a little low. Some people,
thick,
you know,
meaty.
Yeah, some people are a little meaty than others, right? So they give you the option that if you want to do the outside of your vagina as well, your labia, you can do that as well. So I was thinking like, well, no, they hit it with a laser and it shrinks. So I was wondering if they can do that for hemorrhoids. Because, like, if you, it's shrinking tissue, right? So, yeah.
I'm Honey, I Shrunk the Kid shit.
Right.
Honey, I Shrunk
I'm going to get my
eyes on
Honey, I Shrunk the Cooch.
So when I did it the very first time,
I was with my ex and I didn't tell him. I just did it and, like, wanted to see what his reaction was going to be. Mm-hmm. When I went back, by the time I went back for the third session, I was single. So we weren't together anymore, but clearly I was sexually active because I had sex the day before and after. Now I'm in a whole new relationship and, I didn't tell him either, but I think, well, I put it on live and it's on my Instagram.
Right.
So we haven't had a conversation about it, but I think that I want to wait to same thing. I want to see if he's going to say something, if his reaction
it's a genuine
is
going to
be different. And then I'll tell him.
I'm doing Kegels. I'm squeezing this thing together for dear life.
Grip it.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. And not only does it, you know, it tightens, but so it's the tightening comes with better arousal. You're more wet. You're more into it. It feels better.
I may need to take a trip to
see. So, yeah. Right. And it's like, you know, of course, as women, we all say like, oh, my pussy already good or I'm already tight. I ain't not
taking it to the next
level.
You know,
and everybody feels like, oh, I don't need that. But it's like, you never know what you got going. Listen, you never know that vaginal pressure until you get a check, girl. You might be out here thinking you in the twos, but you might be in the sixes. Okay?
Right.
You would never know until you actually try it.
Could anything go wrong? Like, is it any bad side effects or like something that could go sideways? Like you lose feeling
or like your inside of your vagina falls out.
Right.
No.
It burns.
It's a laser.
Yeah, it's a laser.
Yeah, what are the risks?
Can it burn?
That's what I'm trying to. Yeah.
I did have to have her turn the levels down towards the end because it goes all the way in, and then it comes out and out and out. So as it comes back it spins around. So once you get to like...
This does not sound pleasant.
Once you get to like when it's about to come all the way out, think about how thin that tissue is. Ow. So I had to have her turn it down because I could feel this little heat.
Okay, this hurts me just
thinking
about it.
See, I feel like in my head, because I'm trying to think like scientifically how would it work. So I'm like, is it making your walls swollen? So
she's about to show
tighter?
You her vagina right now.
Yeah, not my vagina.
No, but like... How else is it making it? Like, is it make like are your walls getting swollen?
Put your leg up.
So that is
probably.
You know what?
Open it up.
Okay, no. Wait,
oh,
I'm gonna find it.
About to show you.
Oh, here we go. Right here. Look.
Okay.
So this is how it works. So this is the probe.
Uh-huh.
And you see this little window?
Yeah.
So you see that metal part right there? Uh-huh. So that's where it spins. So this top part
like
of it, it spins around, right?
It's a spaceship.
So here's a.
It's flying around here.
Animated diagram of what it does.
Now, what about when you masturbate? How does that feel? Is it any different?
I haven't done that yet either.
But I mean, before when you did it.
I couldn't really tell the difference. You know, I'm not like a dildo user. I'm a vibrator user.
But your fingers or anything, like.
Oh, well, I will say this. Using a tampon, I can tell the difference in the tightness with the tampon.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks like the walls are getting like thicker. So like, how are they making them? Like,
I don't know.
Is it good for the walls?
The laser
is like.
The laser
I mean, it looks pretty cool.
Doing.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's like suction.
Listen, I'm not trying it, but I'm going
to. The laser's giving it some like suction.
So this was somebody's numbers. Not mine, but this was somebody's number.
Shit. And this is after 516. She had about 300 bodies.
800. And this is after two treatments. So after two treatments, this person went down almost 200 points. And they say the goal is after the first treatment or after each treatment to at least go down 100. Like that's 100, like their goal is that for you to go down 100 pressure points. And with this one, I went down 112. So we did good.
I'm always scared. Like if something is like working well, I don't want to fuck with it.
Right. I like experimenting. I feel like there's science there for a reason. Yeah, why not?
See, I'm with you. I'm not an experimenter.
Right. I'm
like, I feel like if the pussy working is juicy, it's wet, it's clean, ain't no problems. I don't want to stick a probe in it.
I'm scared to do anything like Botox and all of that.
I wouldn't be.
That's how I feel with like my ass. Like I had scheduled a BBL, had the appointment and everything. And I chickened out, and I'm like, you know what? I'm fucking scared. I'm getting money now. I'm doing good. I'm blessed. You know what it was? I researched it. Right. And I don't know if it's good or bad.
It was the most risky surgery. Yeah.
1 out of 3,000 deaths. And I'm like, I'm lucky. That's a lot. I feel like I could be the one. Like, meaning like,
you know. I could win that lottery. I don't want to.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I'm not willing to take that risk. And I'm with you on the... Even like with my teeth are a little chipped. I thought about veneers. Everyone I'm on TV with has veneers. I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm going to keep my little chipped joint teeth. Yeah. They get put a little whatever because I'm just not, I'm not willing to do it. Like if it's not that broke, I feel like you shouldn't fix it because you don't know. The result could be worse than, and people don't talk about, like I have a really good friend who just got her teeth done. And now she has her, she has nerve damage. Like she can't walk on a floor if it's not polished because it like, she has nerve damage. I have another friend who got their ass done. They still, it's 2 years later and they just had a bad experience with it. They still can't sit for a long time. And I'm just like, you know what?
It might not. Cause they do say that's the riskiest out of all those plastic, the BBL. Cause think about the pressure you put on your butt all the time.
Yeah. Like, I wanted one right now. So bad, but I was like, you know what? I'm scared that something could go wrong and then the work that I do and everything else, I won't be able to do it or I'll be fucked up. And I'm just like, you know what?
And then that's a real surgery. That's like anesthesia.
And people don't talk about that. Yeah. Like it's a real...
And the recovery time.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a while.
So I'm with you on that. It's like if I don't like really need it, I'm not willing to do no weird shit to myself.
Yeah, because I'd be thinking about like, you know, should I? Everybody's getting Botox. I'm like, I would, but then I also like am scared.
I'm a daredevil. I do everything. I just did threading in my face.
Oh, what's no, that? That's scary. What is that?
That's on my Instagram too.
They put the threads in your face. Some girl let me feel it. You could feel like
you could. I just got it done, so if you look closely right here, you can see this one. You see it?
Yeah. And if you feel it, you can feel the thread that's under it.
Wait, so Gigi, what's all the stuff you've done?
Girl, everything. Botox, fillers, threading, vaginal rejuvenation, breast implants twice, butt shots, and lipo.
Okay. So butt shots, but no BBL.
No BBL. I did this in 2006, but BBLs wasn't really a thing in 2006.
Are they still there?
Yeah.
I mean, your butt looks really nice from here. Yeah. So, I'm the shots are still...
Yeah, it's something that I definitely... don't really regret, but if I knew better, I would do better. So back when I got it done, when I started getting it done, it was the span of a few years that I did it. I was literally like 110 pounds or something like that. I was really, really skinny. So even if BBL was a thing, what fat were they going to move for one? For two, I was a dancer. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in that life of, you know, you got to enhance your body in order to make your money. You got to fit in with the girls that the guys are paying in order to get that.
It was
that
an
bag
investment into making more money.
Yeah, it definitely was, and it helped, right? But I would not suggest it because I do have long-term side effects.
I was about to ask you.
Like, I can't sit on hard surfaces for too long without it being uncomfortable. I went and got a touch-up 2017. I did just, like, a slight touch-up in my hips to get more symmetry. Mm-hmm. And now, like, feel it. It's like, it's hard. You feel
it? Oh, yeah. Well, what did you put in there?
What can they do about that?
Nothing.
Really? So that would scare the shit out of me.
But when I went back for my touch-up, like ever since then, in the spots where she touched up, which was literally
just
my hips.
Like hard balls.
It's like little lumps. Oh, yeah.
But what is that exactly?
Does it hurt? So here's the thing. We don't know. It's supposed to be grade A medical silicone.
But I did this in the basement of this lady, this trans lady's house. Yeah. Like,
but we're glad you're alive.
And I went to the same lady for the majority of the times. And this was the same lady that I had went to way back in 2006 and all the way up until about 2010, I think was the duration that I did it. And I just literally went to her because a friend of mine was going to her. So she's like, well, since you're coming with her, I'll touch you up, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just did a little touch up. And I just wish I would not have never did it because it was so soft and everything was right. And now it's like, I feel like I fucked it up by going for that last touch up because I have these lumps on the side. Now, me personally, I really don't care. It's not like I'm out here trying to say my butt is real or, you know, trying to fake the funk like this is something that I haven't done. But lesson learned that leave well enough alone at this point.
Right. But I could, like, respect that because I just feel like it's so many, like, women that get stuff done and they try to make it like it's from something else. And I feel like that's dangerous. Like for the youth, when I was going to get my BBL, I was going to document my whole shit. I already said it on my YouTube. Right. I'm about to get this BBL, whatever. And then I chickened out and didn't do it. But I wasn't going to try to be like, it's a workout. And it's like,
I've been on a diet that made my butt grow.
Exactly. You know, they got the waist trainer on. Like, oh, you got to do
it. I'm too scared for all that. I get my lips done once a year. I do like a little half file in my lips. Yeah, and that's something, like, it goes away, and I do it very, like, minimal.
Does it hurt?
It's just a needle, and I mean, I get tattoos, so it's not too crazy. It's once a year, and it's, you know, I don't get that much, but I just think it's good to be kind of transparent about that, because
There's nothing wrong if you make a decision to do it, but to the point of everybody here, like, try to do it in the safest way possible.
Right. Yeah. Right.
With people who know what they're doing. So, who are, like, licensed
ladies out there that have been thinking of wanting to get your butt done, go the right way. Speaking from my experience, I do not recommend any. People ask me all the time, do I have a number for the butt shot lady? No, I don't. Oh, I don't have a number. And at this point, I really don't have a number because she changed her number. Yeah. But even if I had her number, I would not give it to anyone or recommend anybody else. Yeah. Because actually, the girl when I went to get my touch up, the girl who she did then had complications with hers as well. And her complications are way worse than mine.
You better thank God.
And just research it. Like anything you want to get done. Mm-hmm. Like if I hadn't researched it, and sometimes I'd be like, damn, I shouldn't have researched it. I kind of wanted to get it done. But then I'd be like, you know, it's one of those things too. I feel like when you commit to certain surgeries, like you probably have to get touch-ups in like 10 years, 20 years, and it's
everything.
Like, it's like, so how long do you want to have to keep going with that? But you know, to each your own.
It's hard enough for me to get my lashes done.
I hate doing my lashes.
Damn, I'm not even gonna that's a commitment for me.
Right.
I mean, I'm getting lipo. I am, because I've always, like, it just genetically in my family, everyone is just built up and down. Mm-hmm. Like, you get the boobs with kids and everything like that. But no one in my family is shapely. So I'm just like, and all of our weight goes to our stomach. So I'm like, now that I'm getting older, I'm eating irresponsibly or whatever, I can see that that's showing. And as an artist, it just makes you really self-conscious. You know, I have to be on camera. It adds 10 pounds or whatever. And I want to be sexy. I want to wear all these outfits to perform in and stuff like that. And I don't fully feel confident. Yeah. But I've done my research and I found the doctor that works on my body type, works, you know, like board certified, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, like, a lot of girls will see you on Instagram and be like, I'm going to go to that doctor because you went to that doctor.
Yeah,
and you can't do that.
That's something I don't recommend either.
Because every doctor doesn't work on the same body type the same way.
Everybody is different.
Right.
So and you're not going to get the maintain. Same results. You can take your doctor a picture of Black China and say, I want to look like Black China, but you don't have the foundation that Black China has.
Exactly.
So you can't look like Black China.
And then also, when you get this stuff done, you still have to maintain yourself. It ain't like you can just get that done and not.
Yeah.
Because I see
and that's
people
the one mistake that people make.
Lipo and get BB and then their body looks
they come back and they do the same thing you was doing before, eating unhealthy.
You have
all
to
that
work
stuff.
Harder to maintain it once you get it than you would have had to work to get it if you wouldn't.
What about guys getting lipo? Because you know that's a thing too now.
Yeah, guys are getting lipo now.
So I told my close friends that I was getting lipo, and all of like my guy friends from college, like some of them started like calling me and telling me that they've gone or they want to. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I did not know that this was a thing for guys.
Yeah,
like,
I have a guy friend just got a BBL.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
he's gay.
He's straight.
Yeah, yeah, he's gay. But he just got to be, and he didn't get it super, like, he didn't want to look like a character. Like, he just got it, like,
to give it a little shape.
Just get a little shape, you know, like, he could have maybe just done the lipo. Because the dangerous part is when they put
when
it
put
in
it
your butt.
Right.
Yeah, the lipo was fine. Right. Yeah, the lipo is not dangerous.
Because I don't want to date a guy with a fat ass.
Yeah, and his is not that crazy. But
cheeked up on the
hips. Yeah, he didn't get the hips. Okay. He just did the lipo and then put some in his butt. He didn't get the hips.
Okay.
But, you know, like you were saying, as an artist, it is just a lot of pressure because it's when you look at the vast majority of the women that are on top, most people do have work done. So it's like you're competing.
Yeah.
You're competing in a field where 90%, you know, of the women that are winning do have work done. So you start to feel like
you have to.
And that's
do
really
it.
Why I wanted to get my damn BBL.
And it's so much
like,
more accessible and affordable now too.
I just want to give you one little anyone bit of advice, who works though. And stacks some money, anyone could get a BBL, you know?
That's before true. We move on to the next subject, I just want to give you one bit of advice.
Yeah.
Wear your aftergarments until you can't wear them anymore. I'm talking about like the longer you wear them, the better your results.
Okay.
I know somebody that got surgery. She did like a whole mommy makeover and she wore her garments for 2 years straight.
Oh, wow.
I'm talking about 23 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
For 2 years straight. Up under every outfit she could fit it
at
under.
The pool.
Sleeping
I think it's good
in
when you
and
do
everything.
It like winter time.
And she looks amazing.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. That's probably the one thing. I did a small lipo. Speaking of these butt shots again, they had, remember, they rolled up into my back.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So
way.
I went
good
to.
Butt shots?
Yeah. So I went to, it's loose silicone, it migrates. Right? So I went, before I started doing Botox and fillers, I went to a plastic surgeon because I wanted to start fillers, right? And he's like, well, if you do your natural fat, like if you do lipo and I take your fat and put your fat in your face, not only will it last longer, it'll be way more natural, right? Mm. So I'm like, oh, okay, let's do that. You know, now I get some lipo in return. Let's do it. He goes to do the lipo and it's silicone. It's not fat. So he wasn't able to put it in my face.
Wow.
But so I did it just like straight across my back to contour that curve. Anyway, I wore my faja after, but I didn't wear it as long as I should have. And that's probably the only thing that I regret going through that is that you can still see that I got it done and I still have the curve, but it would be a lot more defined
if
I would have wore
that,
the
right.
garments longer.
A lot of girls just
want
to like rip it
I
off.
Mean, I
you
can,
like,
you
new
know,
weight
train,
train,
new body.
All that. And,
right.
But yeah, wear them garments, girl.
Now let's talk about our preferences when it comes to guys, because we're talking about ourselves so much, right? Michaela, you're not dating anybody short. You're 6'1".
No, I'm 6'1".
Have you ever dated a guy shorter than you?
No. Talked to for like, you know, when I was bored, entertaining, but like actually dating, I'm out in public with you, you're my man, I can't. Like, I wear heels. When I wear heels, I'm 6'4". I just like a dominant man, and I just feel like if I'm taller than you, then if you get me tight, I'm gonna push you, mush you, you know,
push
then,
you, mush you,
wow. You know,
you
and then short men just always like they're flirting with me. It's just always so uncomfortable.
They'd be like, I want to climb that tree.
Or I bet I can beat you at basketball, and I'm just like, yeah, you probably
says
could.
That.
Well, I could dunk on that
basketball.
Ass. Like,
who
yeah, you probably
says
could.
That? That's terrible.
That's how they flirt, and I'm just like,
nothing sexy about that.
There's nothing sexy.
That's not gonna make you turn around like, ooh, daddy. When we play, but does that but does that lower the percentages of like, you know,
it
obviously
does.
You're dating
it
cool.
does. Yeah. I'm single. I'm
but
single.
I feel you on that. I mean, I couldn't date a guy shorter than me.
Yeah, but you're not 6'1".
Yeah,
right.
I'm like 5'5", 5'6". Yeah, so I see how it shortens your pool.
I'm currently dating a guy that's we're like the same height. So when I wear heels, I'm taller than him, but it doesn't bother me.
I
and it doesn't
like,
bother him either.
Well, how tall are you?
5'5".
Okay.
That's not too bad, though, if you're the same height, no heels.
Yeah, no heels. But
I'm
when I wear heels, there's this one time I wore these really high
platforms,
and I was so much taller than him. And I didn't plan on seeing him that day, so I was like, let me wear these shoes because I probably won't be around him. And then towards the end of the night, we linked up, and I'm like, dang, I got these big, tall shoes on.
Right, I take,
and
I
wasn't like... sure how he would, like if he would
take
say
it,
something
yeah.
like, why you got them big ass shoes on? But we were talking and walking and he was just looking at me like, yeah, so. And I'm
why
like,
why you looking up like that?
Because he really looked up at
but
me.
But I feel
and
like
I
if you,
like,
even if when you put on heels, you're 5'5", you're still like average height, no matter
yeah.
if it's a platform or
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
I could put on a little like 3-inch something and I'm already like,
yeah.
damn, this bitch is big. So
that's a huge
like,
bitch.
To have a guy, you know, so to
but
have a guy.
Was so amazing and perfect, but he was.
Everyone always tries to tell me
five,
I'm blocking my blessings.
things.
Oh, I hate that.
But I'm like, everyone has a preference.
Because right. when you're hitting it from the back, it don't matter.
Right.
And it does. Like, oh, I've shortened, like, you know, that whole, like, it doesn't matter yeah, when we're laying yes, down. Do. Yes, yes, it does. Because I really feel like I have, like, a little toddler on top of me.
Well, it's true. Because that torso is so much shorter than yours.
And my legs are just like,
you do have really long legs.
You know, my legs could wrap around you three times. And you just, like, it just doesn't feel sexy. Like, you know.
No, I feel you on that.
And I like them big and tall. Like,
but you like girls too. What about girls who are shorter than you?
When I date women, I actually prefer them to be smaller because, like, I guess I switch roles in that sense. Yeah. Like, because I'm tall, women always assume that I'm dominant, which I am. So they can be, so they can be. And I'm also not against, like, the taller, like, the WNBA size women. Like, I like that, but I prefer
smaller girls.
I love threesomes.
Okay.
I don't do them much because I feel like it's like it should be like a gift, but
a gift and a curse to whoever I'm
yeah, you're right,
a gift and a curse.
It's a gift to whoever I'm with, like let's just do something fun,
something special.
So I don't do it too often, but special occasion if we're out, just my type, like I like, you know, feminine, just like really
so
cute.
Strangers, like y'all pick somebody up.
Okay, so the first two times, yes. And then I thought about it and I was like, you know, that's not too safe. You know, because you don't know what you bringing back. You know, y'all here with, you know, with a lot of baggage.
Yeah.
So now there's like a screening process for me. I feel like I gotta know you. We gotta, you know,
you go through the Facebook.
Always Facebook.
She's going back to 2017 and
you know,
and beyond.
To see if you a crazy bitch, if you a shady bitch. I gotta know a little bit about you before.
Like my favorite song is "I'll Take Your Man."
You know what? Facts. Like, no, you're not.
But Justina, you said a gift and a curse. Explain.
Girl, I ain't having no threesomes. I put my man's head through the fucking wall.
What?
For suggesting. Yeah, I'm not having no threesomes. Like,
but you like girls too.
I mean, you know what's the funny part? Everyone thinks. Well, not everyone, but I would say, like, probably 75% of my fan base really thinks I'm a lesbian for real. Like, Joan will tell you, when we went on tour, I can't tell you how many lesbians I had. I was like, yo, where my lesbians at? And, I love lesbians, and I think women are beautiful. And, like, you know, I probably, like, my tongue in a couple girls' mouths and whatever, but I'm really not, like, a lesbian. I think women are beautiful, and you know, I've had a couple little makeouts and whatever, but I'm really, honestly, mostly strictly dickly, and if my man wanted a threesome, I'm gonna tell him, okay, you pick the guy. Cause I'll take his head and her head and put them fucking together. I'm very, if I'm in a relationship, I'm very territorial.
But you've had threesomes before.
I mean, a little bit here and there, like some like on some like kid shit. Not really as an adult
in a relationship.
As an adult in a relationship. Right. No fucking way. Cause guys want to have another bitch, and I'm not bringing another bitch to someone who's my man. For real. Because then you and that bitch could have each other.
Right. I've done it, and he turned around and fucked her behind my back.
Yeah, and that's my point. And
but you ain't stop after that. You still was doing threesomes?
Yeah.
What we didn't do was
bring home random, like no straight cats. Like the only time we ever had a threesome with a random girl, it was like in DR, and I basically just watched them fuck. Like me and her really didn't do much unless she just ate my pussy. Right. But I'm not touching on and being with
Pandora's box. Yeah. You don't know what's gonna come
exactly.
out. And then it's almost like to me, it's like you condoning cheating. Like here, you could fuck this bitch, or like it's not for me.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm not doing no threesome.
You don't seem like that.
Whatever. Listen,
I cheat back.
So if you
you know, that's the thing with men.
Guys,
you got
to handle that.
You give them a little bit, like you give them an inch, and they take a mile. So if I gave you that fun and you took advantage of it, like I mean, the relationship is over because I can't trust you now. But first, I'm gonna cheat back just to get even.
You guys have been together for 5 years. You and your man. Have you guys ever had any cheating issues?
I mean, girl, I wouldn't know. You know, I don't
you're
think...
Still there. Oh, no, I like, no drama. Like,
I'll say like this. We were talking, but you know what I mean? We lived in different states. So, you know, the time that we were really serious was less than that. And when we were in different states and just in the talking phase, like, of course, I'm sure we were both talking and fucking whatever, other people, because that's just... I feel like how it goes when you're in that beginning this phase.
Right, especially when it's not like a commitment.
Yeah, we were in different states and whatever. But since the time that we... you know, have actually been together like that, it's no cheating to my knowledge. And if it was, it would, you know, it wouldn't still be a relationship because
it'd be over.
Yeah, you know, the way I look at it is, and I feel like everyone should look at themselves like that. I'm a prize, so if he want to fuck another bitch, he could have her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not doing all that threesome stuff because, you know, you wouldn't want me. Is it cool if I bring a guy?
Right.
Because if it's that, then we could bring a girl too. If I can't do that, then we can't do that. Because, you know, I'm just a very dominant, aggressive type female, which is why I only like a certain type of guy. Man. I only like a gangster type of aggressive. That's the type of guy I like because I'm so
right. He needs to be able to match you with that.
Yeah, or at least just like...
But what do your DMs look like? Because, you know, like you said...
my DMs are crazy. Rappers, ball players, all types of... I got a lot of stuff in my DMs.
And look, as an artist, right, if you want to work with a rapper and he ends up in your DMs...
How does that work?
How does that work? Yeah.
I mean, I think the type of energy I give off as a female, like I'm a tomboy for real, even though I could throw it on and be feminine too, is so I think the type of energy I give off is that tomboy swag. So if the guys that like me are generally more the type of gangster aggressive type of guys, whether it's a rapper or a ball player, whatever, like the type of guys that like me are not really the sensitive type and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like they just tend to be a certain type. And so for me, I don't give off that energy. So if a guy's in my DM, he's going to just feel the vibe and, you know what's
but
up.
But can you work with somebody who try to holler at you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I could talk
would
my way out of a paper bag and talk my way through.
Would
a
you tell your man? Would you tell your man so he's aware?
But you know, it's not everything is not everything's not for everyone. So I don't have to tell my man. No, I don't tell him. Oh, so and so hit me this and that. Because why do I want to make him feel
right.
yeah, like away. Me telling like you that is like to me that's corny. Oh,
that's stirring the pot.
So and so hit me. Well,
so, yeah, you, so did you respond?
I know girls who feel like they got to tell their man everything.
No,
but I agree with you in that if it's
man.
Gonna like if you're not doing nothing anyway. No. So
and to me,
you can't control what other people send you,
right? And to me, if you tell your man, it's like you trying to tell him that to put him on notice or make him feel like to me that's corny. And if I'm not gonna fuck so and so or whatever, like why would I tell him that?
If it's somebody he's cool with?
I mean, look, my man already. Like treasures and values me, so I feel like I don't need to make him feel like oh so and so hit me up. Like he knows like people are gonna hit me, and
but if it's somebody he's cool with, right, that knows y'all in a relationship,
well that has that happened might slightly, be like but a that's not really someone he's cool with. Then he's not right. really cool with them for
but
real.
But you want to let them know,
like that's not really
cool
your bro.
You.
Yeah, it's
yes.
definitely
well,
not your bro.
In the situation that did happen, they weren't really actually that cool. So I was like, nah, he's funny
so he didn't know you guys were dating.
No, he did. That's why I told him. I said, oh, he's funny style. Like, don't fuck with him. But knowing that he's real, real cool with Taz.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
Because I would be like, if I was him, I'd be like, why? Why are you telling me not to fuck with him?
Right.
Let me see what he sent you. Oh, like that.
Oh, yeah, I did tell him about the one guy.
That would irritate the shit out of me. So.
I don't know. I'm fresh meat in this industry right now.
So, like, a lot of people think that they can, like, try it. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, like, if I'm introduced to somebody, it starts off professional. And then they might, you know, test the waters. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of have to, like, nip it in the bud. But then you, like, as an upcoming artist, I'm like, okay, fuck. Like, if I don't flirt back, are they going to take this opportunity away from me? Like, it just sucks when you have to try to, as a woman, try to choose between.
Balance.
Yeah, like,
that's
am
the
I gonna...
main thing that women ask me all the time about being in this business is how do you manage to still be able to work with people when they're flirting with you and, you know, still. Mm. And my whole thing is always say you have a boyfriend, even if you don't. Just be like, oh, I have a man.
But men these days don't care.
I know they don't care, but if you care and you say, I care. Because they'll be like, I don't care. You'll be like, well, I do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and I wouldn't disrespect my man like that.
Right.
Because, you know, guys will be like, okay, so I got a girl too.
But then in the real world, it kind of makes my dating life difficult too because, like, I guess you can call them like normal guys. They don't understand, you know, like they see that I'm around all of these rappers or athletes or just men who probably make more money than them. And they're intimidated and insecure.
Well, that ain't the right guy.
What do you want with
me? And you have to like tell them and reassure them all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm in the studio for 12 hours. I promise you, like I was actually working.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's annoying. And that's stressful because you're already stressed out.
Right.
Trying to
I'm trying
shit.
To grind.
But
yeah.
now
trying
I gotta be stressed
it.
Out at home.
Exactly.
But you know what it is? The men that really wanna work with you for real are not really gonna be the ones that try to fuck you. I mean, I know you could attest to it. Like all the men that I work with
that I respect
for real,
right.
like
who
from,
I respect.
They never cross that line.
Yeah, from like Nick Cannon to like my producer, Shy Bugs, that I've been with since I'm a kid, like a teenager, like doing my music. you know, my guitarist, Randy, like all the men that are in my life that I work with, from producers to whatever, honestly, they never tried to fuck me because they were actually really trying to work
about
with me.
Their business.
Yeah, because someone who really, you know, just wants to fuck you right off the bat, they probably don't want to work with you for real. Now, I'm not saying there might not be certain situations where you might work with someone and it's just work related. 3 years later, you might fall in love. I don't know. It hasn't been my experience, but I'm not saying it can't happen. But someone who's trying to fuck you off the rip, they probably don't actually want to work with you.
Or if you're working in the studio, it could be a vibe. And that shit could be like, oh, you know, because sometimes you work with somebody and you like, the chemistry could be so crazy.
Yes.
But I don't want to cross that line.
Then
ever,
don't.
You know, like, I just feel like I'm just too young in this to like even try, like, no dick is worth that right now.
Right.
You feel me? If it comes later down the line, if I meet somebody, preferably in the industry, who understands the lifestyle, who understands, you know, what we do day to day, why we have to travel and all that stuff. Mm. Then that's great, but right now I don't want dick
don't cross
to get
the line.
In
I'd be like, look, you can eat my pussy, but it's not going no further than that.
That's it.
And don't tell nobody.
Right.
I don't even know you. We're not following each other on the gram. Like, don't talk to me in public. That's it.
Well, listen, we could have went for 2 more hours, but I know we got to go. I know, Michaela, you got to go because you got to fight the cat. Because you're working, girl.
You're working.
But you have an EP out right now, and you have the song Comfortable, so let people know.
Yes, so I just released the EP. It's called Me and Somebody's Son. It's available on all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. And I just put out a separate single, Comfortable. It's like an Afrobeat Caribbean vibe to close out the summer. So I just dropped the visual for that as well. And all my visuals for all of the songs on my EP and Comfortable are all on YouTube, Tidal, Apple Music, everywhere. You can find it everywhere. Nice. So
let's go.
Well, congrats to you and Justina. Last time you were here, years ago, you know, we were talking about your music, but you have Take That Pic that's out right now.
Yes, just dropped a single called Take That Pic. Just shot the music video in LA, so that's coming out soon.
And you are so good at that, by the way. Take that. You are so good on your social media, on your TikTok.
I know how to get the angle. Girl, we about to hit 10 million on TikTok.
Wow. Right?
We need to do something before I leave once we cut. But yes, and Wild N Out, the brand new season is on right now. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday, we're about to film the brand new
And you be
season.
Killing it.
Thank you.
On Wild N Out.
Yeah, like, I'm really down for the females, you already know.
Yes, and you've been on for like more seasons than any other woman, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm the longest running female cast member. Yep,
that's this dope.
Season.
Congratulations.
Thank you, baby. Yeah, appreciate you.
Lit. And you be really killing it. Like,
oh, I be going really
be so quick
with that.
Yeah, I'm not quick.
Do you ever get nervous? Ever?
You know what? I don't get nervous like when I'm filming Wild N Out because this show is like, it couldn't have been a more perfect show for me. I love to freestyle. I love to rap. And all the games are like catered to exactly what I do. So I love it. Like, I'm so grateful and thankful and blessed for the opportunity. So to me, it's fun. And really, you know, Nick always says it, like, we could do no wrong. It's a comedy show. So, even if, like, you're trying to tell a joke or whatever, if you
and
fuck
it
up,
go right,
it's still funny.
Right.
Yo, it's improv. Right. So, you know, it's just such a blessing. So, yeah, I'm getting ready to film my 10th season of that. Take That Pic, the single is out right now. And I'm jumping into the film world. I have a bunch of movies in my pipeline I'm getting ready to film. So I'm super excited about that.
We love that. You're not bouncing checks no more, lady.
Hello.
No more $35 overdraft.
And that's what I love her. She laughs every time I come in. She has a super thick Jamaican accent. She's always like, Justina, I can't believe. Like, and she knows she's the only one that I'll, like, if she's not in the, I won't go in. Like,
you're
I
like,
only deal
no,
with her like that.
I'm not
is
depositing
my
this check today.
And right. She's like, she I'm can't wait, believe. Like, she She's just like, I'm so happy for you because she's like, it's just
you
about 5-6 years ago that you were like bouncing, just coming here screaming, crying, causing a scene. And now you're like, she's like, now you come here with the hat and the hood. She's like, you don't want anyone to see you. And, you know, so.
Nah, the growth is inspiring.
Well, we can see that. Yeah,
it really is inspiring.
And again, big shout to you and Gigi on the show, 6 years. Again, everyone.
And Stephanie's out here today.
And shout out to Stephanie. She's still here. You know what I mean? Because everyone and their mother are getting a podcast right now, but y'all have been doing it for 6 years. So congratulations to you guys.
And we appreciate y'all for coming through, because I know it's not easy to even just book guests, and because there are a lot of outlets out there right now, but we do appreciate y'all for coming through and
for
blessing
sure.
us.
I
appreciate
thank you for having
you.
Us.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
You. Can you do that Oh Daddy thing one more time before me?
Oh, the moon.
Daddy. Oh, this pussy's yours. Oh, I'm so wet. Oh, yeah. All right, so the rest you have to see on my OnlyFans. No, I'm just kidding. The funny part is I actually don't have an OnlyFans because I have a lot of corporate, like, you know, sponsorships.
No, they didn't get rid of OnlyFans.
You could, you know what I mean, just rewind it here on Lip Service with Angela.
We're going to put it into a song.
Yeah,
we're going to loop that.
Yeah, for sure.
Like an intro.
We need like a techno beat.
Like a, ooh.
I like it.
Yeah? Yeah, we need something. And then speed it up.
All right, Lip Service.